something due any day. I will know right away, soon as it shows. It'd make him cannonballing down through the sky, gleaming its eye, bright as a rose. Who knows? It's only just out of reach, down the block on a beach, under a tree. I got a feeling there's a miracle due, gonna come true, coming to me.
Hi, my name is Dr. Iris Rosenfeld, doctor of chiropractic in Laguna Hills, California for over 28 years and owner of Rosenfeld Wellness Center. I'd like to welcome you all this week to my radio show, Attitude Adjustment, where I interview inspiring and motivational guests on the second and fourth Tuesday of every month, 2 p.m. Pacific Time and 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We stretch your limits as to what is possible. Each week, we tackle an issue and share how to create a healthier lifestyle, live without pain, and embrace small nutritional and wellness changes that make a big difference. This week, I'm very proud to introduce Jack Kenefek. Jack, are you there?
Yes, I sure am. Good to have me.
Well, I'm so glad to have you with us today, and I'd like to give all our listeners a little background on you. The topic today that Jack chose is called Ditch the Diet Forever, Eating Well for 2014 and Beyond. So I am looking forward to hearing your point of view. But Jack was a CPA for 11 years, and he understands the challenges of balancing health and wellness with a stressful personal and professional life. Jack struggled for years to seamlessly integrate fitness into his hectic lifestyle and finally found solutions that work. He then decided to follow his life's mission of helping others gain optimum health and wellness. Today, he is a certified nutrition specialist and a certified fitness trainer with the International Sports Science Association and has 22 years experience in health, fitness, and wellness coaching behind him. A speaker in demand, he shows audiences how to take charge of their health and well-being through tiny steps that one won't even notice and finally achieve permanent results, never having to diet again. So stop wasting valuable time, your money, and energy on those fad diets and supplements that promise those quick fixes. Make achieving your goals painless for long-term success and find out why small adjustments produce big results. So Jack, I'm very happy to have you here today. And I would love for you to tell us a little bit about how you got yourself involved with helping people with their health and wellness.
Well, I have struggled with weight my whole life. Even when I was a kid, I used to yo-yo up and down, and I was one of those people that used food as my drug of choice for coping with just feeling awkward as a kid growing up. And even into my adulthood, I always struggled with weight. And I got seduced by the fitness and weight loss industry of trying to buy supplements and all of these crash diets, never really achieving success. And about 13 years ago, my sister introduced me to this wonderful lady who cared enough about me to really take my hand and go through and address the emotional issues and the root of the problem. And she changed my life forever. And just taking a realistic approach, taking these small, easy steps. And it impacted my life so profoundly that I realized that that was my calling in life. And I quit my career as a CPA and did a 180 and started carrying on her mission. And I just think the industry tends to lie to people that you can undo years of less than perfect habits with a quick fix.
And Jack, that is so true. That is just so true. And so many fads out there and commercials on how to lose weight in, 5 days or 20 days, right, or whatever.
Isn't it crazy? Yeah, absolutely. It's everywhere.
Yes, I know. So then what is your specific coaching style and how does it differ from those other nutrition specialists out there and what we're hearing out there?
Yeah, I think most nutritionists out there, most trainers, they are very good at what they do. They're very knowledgeable. They genuinely care about their clients. But in the 10 years I've been doing this, I have noticed that most nutritionists treat their clients as though they were nutritionists. So they will expect their clients to eat perfect or next to perfect, not taking into account all of the things that that person has to deal with. For example, juggling the job, the mortgage, the bills, the kids, the spouse, and everything else that people have on their plate. So taking a very, very small steps at first to do something that you can actually stick to in your life, even if it's just at first, let's just focus on eating a good breakfast and not even worrying about the rest of the day. And let's walk up a flight, 10 flights of stairs instead of taking the elevator. If that's all you can do, then that's where we start. And it's got to be a lot of hand-holding and checking in every week and not beating yourself up and letting yourself go when life throws you a curveball and it gets tough.
I think that's the hardest thing. I notice that patients that I speak with say this to me, like something comes, hits them in their life. For example, some kind of trauma, whether it's a death in their family or some major trauma, and they're doing well on their goals. And then when this bam happens, they stop, they get off base, and then they have all this guilt after.
Absolutely. That's what happens with most people. And it's not a bad thing. It's not an emotional thing like you're great if you do and you're bad if you don't. It's just a fact. And I've been there myself. So I have genuine empathy for people. And I've noticed, especially with women, women have a tendency to put themselves last and most people first.
Mm-hmm.
And so in dealing with the emotional part, you're worried about your children. You do have a death in the family. You're stressed out about money or your job. The first thing that goes is yourself. And so to help gain some perspective for that client and not let them go and have somebody that's holding their hand, giving them the love and the support and attention that they need, that's what it's all about, not reading an article in a magazine. We've got too much information out there already, and yet our problem gets worse and worse. It's an epidemic in this country.
Mm-hmm. So if you can pick a specific type of group of people that you work with, what would that be?
Well, for whatever reason, I'm not sure why, but I have somehow gravitated more towards women, particularly middle-aged women, in my practice in the last 10 years. And I didn't make any special effort to do that, but I think it's because women, just they end up multitasking, and they end up putting so much on their plate. But I am more going after people who just don't even know where to start, and they're intimidated by working out or going into the gym, and they really need that help and support. They don't even know where to begin. So, for example, if you only have that last 10 pounds to lose or 5 pounds and you already work out and you're eating clean, that may not be the best fit, because I'm looking for people that just they don't even know how to begin. They're just overwhelmed.
I see. So you're looking for a middle-aged woman specifically, or man.
Yeah,
or man mm-hmm. who just doesn't know where to begin.
Yeah, and it doesn't have to be middle-aged. It could be, more specifically, it's somebody who just they're intimidated to exercise, or perhaps they don't know that they don't have the confidence to know that they deserve better. Sometimes mm-hmm. they use food as their drug of choice. So it's somebody that just they're really stuck. They're really stuck and they're lost, as opposed to somebody who just is already a workout person and they want to shed that last 5 pounds. Mm-hmm. I'm here to serve those other people.
I got that. And so what do you think has caused this change in our society, this obesity change over the last number of years?
Yeah, this, and it's interesting you bring that up because this is a young problem. This is a 20-year-old, a 30-year-old problem. And it's what's part of it is the industry itself, the food industry, they're able to produce greater quantities of food for less and less because of it's more highly processed. We also are much busier now than we used to be because we have to work longer hours. Most people, it's a double income in a household, and we're just stretched to the limit with our time, and so we have a tendency to eat more convenience foods or fast foods, which are cheap to produce. And so we kind of grab whatever's available, and then also the marketing machine of the food industry, they offer more and more food for less money, and if it's put in front of our face, we'll eat it.
Right. And the fast food industry.
Absolutely, and it's a bit ridiculous when you actually scratch beneath the surface and you see how they produce these foods. It's crazy. And you know, it's not so much the quality. It is the quality of the food. It's very highly processed, and we tend to be overfed and undernourished in this country. But it's also the portions. The portions are huge in America. Mm-hmm. Europe, if you look at the foods they eat in Europe, they're no less rich or calorie dense than what we eat here. It's just the portions are crazy here.
So then would it make, is this one of the tips that you would give your clients? Would it make sense to say when you're going out for a meal and you may, let's say you may want to treat yourself to that, some goodie that you might not normally eat at home, take that meal and maybe cut it in half and put half away for the next meal?
Yeah, you know what, and that is the perfect advice because we're not always in a position to eat green leafy vegetables and eat organic and all of that. That's not realistic in the real world for most people. And this is what Richard Simmons was saying 35 years ago, portion control. So even if you are, let's say you do want to go to a fast food restaurant, or let's say you're out to dinner with your friends and you want to have something nice, if you just cut that sandwich in half, you are literally saving yourself 300 to 400 calories in one meal. And I use the example, if you just cut 150 calories a day from your diet, if that's all you can do, that's 54,000 calories in a year. And that's 5 pounds, no, I'm sorry, that's 10 pounds of fat. It's crazy. People don't understand the math and how quickly the numbers add up. So it's an example, and this is the crux of my whole philosophy. Small, easy steps add up to a huge difference over time.
Mm-hmm. And that is so true. When you could do tiny steps and stick to those tiny steps.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And I will say the marketing machine of the weight loss and fitness industry, they prey on our weaknesses in trying to tell us or seduce us that you can undo years of poor behavior in a very short period of time. So we grossly overestimate what we can accomplish in a short period of time, losing 20 pounds in a month. But the good news is we grossly underestimate what we can accomplish in 6 months or a year. And I know that you are so aware, like me and everybody else, how quickly time flies, right?
Mm-hmm.
We're already in March. But if you just did that, 150, 200 calories a day, can you imagine what you could accomplish in 6 months? It's a big deal.
Absolutely. So in your professional experience, what do you think is the biggest obstacle that stands in one's way when it comes to healthy living?
Yeah, I think the biggest obstacle is time. I think people are so busy and so overwhelmed with everything that they have to do. There's simply not enough minutes in the day, so people will tend to go towards the convenience food. They'll grab whatever's available, and they don't eat often enough. It's amazing how many clients I've had in the last 10 years where the conversation is the same. They don't eat until 1 o'clock in the afternoon. Because you fly out the door in the morning, you go 100 miles an hour trying to get on with your day, and you just forget to eat.
Mm-hmm.
And that's one of the worst things that we can do. When you don't eat for a long period of time, blood sugar goes down, and then when you finally do eat, you're starving, and you flood the body with calories, and your body doesn't know what to do with it all. So it stores those calories in the warehouse, in the gut, in the hips, in the thighs. So not eating often enough, that's one thing, because we don't have time. And then two, when we do eat, we're not eating healthy foods that have nutrients in them.
Yes. Jack, we are about to take a very short break, and I would love when we get back after the break for you to talk more about that, not eating those healthy foods, okay?
Very good.
Great. Thank you.
Glad you're able to be with us today. We are taking a short break. If you would like to ask our guests a question during the next segment of our show, please contact innerlightradio@yahoo.com or call 310-928-7733. As a doctor of chiropractic in Laguna Hills, California for over 27 years and owner of Rosenfeld Wellness Center, my staff and I are compassionate health experts. Through our integrative approach, we create miraculous breakthroughs in your physical and emotional health using cutting-edge technologies. Along with our inspirational and healing touch, we customize wellness packages to optimize your quality of life so that you can live your best life without pain. You are welcome to contact Dr. Iris by going to her website, www.driris.com. Looking forward to sharing this powerful second part of our show today.
Hi, my name is Dr. Iris Rosenfeld, and I'd like to welcome you all back to our radio show, Attitude Adjustment. Today, I'm here with Jack Kenefick, and he has been giving us some amazing information. We left off before the break with a question that I asked him about the biggest obstacle that stands in one's way to getting healthy, to living a healthy lifestyle. And Jack started telling us about time, that people don't eat often enough, and also number two, about not eating healthfully. So, Jack, can you continue with that?
Yes, we were talking a little bit about the highly processed foods that we see in fast food restaurants and the frozen food section of grocery stores. And people don't have the time to prepare meals that are healthy and sit down at the dinner table and eat a healthy meal, take the time. And so I think that seems to be probably the most pervasive problem in our modern schedules. But most nutritionists, and this is where I come back to how I'm a little bit different than most nutritionists, for me to tell you that to eat organic and healthy fruits and vegetables, that's a given. And anybody that's not a nutritionist already knows that. But if that's not something that you can actually stick to in your real life, then it's just information, it's just academic, and it doesn't really do you much any good. But if you're a person who normally eats fast food three times a day, for example, then I could tell you that you could have like those frozen foods in those frozen prepared meals in the frozen food section of the grocery store. Those are not the best choices, but they're so much better than eating fast food three times a day. Mm-hmm. And if you can buy 10 of those and put them in the fridge at your office, if that's something you can really do, then it really is a big difference. It's a huge improvement.
And I got what you just said totally. And even in the frozen food section, there are certain stores that carry organic prepared meals. Mm-hmm. And foods and meals that are already more healthful than going for that quick fast food type thing.
Yeah, and that's the good thing. The food industry is waking up to people's health concerns. So most restaurants out there, even fast food restaurants, they're wising up, and they're offering healthy alternatives, and so. Even doing something that, eating a healthier choice on a menu at a fast food restaurant, is such a big deal. It's such a big difference than having just a hamburger or just eating junk food. And that's what I think people don't get. They don't understand how making a small adjustment like that, a tiny, tiny turn to the screws, really adds up to a huge difference over time.
So can you share with our listeners some other suggestions that you may be, that you may do with your clients when you're working with them?
Well, the first process, part of the process, is filling out an extensive, exhaustive battery of questions that I have to understand everything about their food preferences, but also their day, their schedule, what are their mental obstacles. And then from there, we just design a nutrition program that they can totally stick to. And I had mentioned before, even if all we focus on is just eating a healthy breakfast, if that's all we can focus on, then that's all we do. And after a week of going through it, if we find that that was just too difficult, then we'll just stick with that. But if they are moving forward each week, then we tighten it a little bit more. And then they start to see how quickly the numbers add up, and it's just, it's not as intimidating as they might have thought. It's really easy.
Sure. Now, I know that a lot of people that work, nutritionists that work with people say, oh, you must take these supplements and these specific vitamins, and then you will get this result. What is your opinion about that?
Yeah, and I, at the risk of offending some people out there, I do not endorse any products, and I don't have anything to do with multi-level marketing or any kind of supplements. I think, and I'm just giving you my personal professional opinion, which is what I have to offer today. And it's, I don't believe that people need to have a lot of supplements. I think if you just eat sensibly you have a well-balanced diet, you don't need supplements. And eating a well-balanced diet sounds cliche, because, you know, but it's cliche because it's so true. And eating a well-balanced diet is not as difficult as you might think. Again, if you cannot imagine yourself sticking to a nutrition plan for the next 10 to 20 years, then it is not properly integrated with your existing life. Mm-hmm. So trying to plug up a hole of bad behavior by taking vitamins or supplements, that's not a real-world approach to doing it. And it's also expensive.
Mm-hmm. So in other words, your approach is to find out, like you just said, where the holes are or where the need is for each individual person on an individual basis, and then fill that those gaps.
Yeah, and reading a magazine and an article or buying a book, what the industry has a tendency to do is to try and fit people in a square peg. This one diet is good for everybody. Well, if you were to follow, let's take the paleo diet, for example. If you follow the paleo diet, yes, you will definitely lose weight and gain some success. But again, if you cannot see yourself sticking to that, and that's not properly suited towards you, to you, then I'm not going to give that to you, because it's a disservice to you.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So you know my radio show is called Attitude Adjustment, and I would love for you to share two things with our listeners that, in your professional opinion, would help to shift their attitude.
Okay. First and foremost, understand that it is not a quick fix solution. This is a slow, steady process. And making tiny little tweaks, like cutting a third of your portions from your plate or making slightly better choices on your menus when you go out, doing little things like that really add up to a big difference, and it doesn't have to be intimidating or overwhelming. That's mm-hmm. the first thing. Number two, when you do inevitably blow it, when life throws you a curveball and you get stressed out, when you do blow it, not to beat up on yourself and say, oh, God, forget it. You know, I've blown it. I'm just going to, you know, forget it the rest of the week. Do not do that. Forgive yourself. Dust yourself off. And continue moving forward the next day. That's hard to do, but just being aware of it and being reminded of it, it will really help.
One of the things that I have heard out there in the nutrition world, as doing nutrition, you know, in my office as well, is when you look at, let's say there are 21 meals in a week, and if you could sort of consider a person eating, let's say, 18-ish meals of that pretty healthfully, mm-hmm. and let them maybe have a few meals a week that maybe they're going to a party or going out or whatever that they could kind of enjoy a little bit more. What do you think of that?
Yeah, I think that's great. If that's what, if it'll help you, because if you don't have time to eat, you know, prepare your own meals, then that's an excellent way to just, the meals are already prepared for you. It fits the caloric profile that you need to reduce, you know, reduce your body fat percentage. That's great. And if that's what works for the individual person, awesome. Mm-hmm. Now, if it doesn't work because it can be expensive or people get tired of the same, you know, five or six choices for dinner over the course of 5, 6, 7 months, if that stops working after a period of time, then it would behoove that person to learn how to eat healthy without having to rely on those.
Sure.
But I think they're great.
So, Jack, if someone would like to contact you or reach you or work with you, how could they find you?
Well, the name of my website is balancedlifewellness.com. My cell phone number is area 949-254-6566. And the best way to contact me is just call and we can set up a free coaching session, which takes about 30, 45 minutes. And based on the information that you give me, I can make some recommendations on some steps to move forward from there.
Oh, that's great. Thank you for offering that to our listeners. That's wonderful. Okay, now I know out there this it's very popular these days, this reality TV show.
Yeah.
Yes, right? And there's lots that is being talked about on weight loss, getting into shape, getting healthy. So what is your opinion about that?
Yeah, the shows that you see nowadays, you know, there's two things. It can demonstrate how the body can lose so much weight so quickly. But Also, it's not based in reality because those people they're taken away from their natural environment. Dr. Iris, are you still there?
Yes.
Okay. Can you hear me?
Yes.
I'm so sorry about that. So let's say a contestant loses 60 pounds. Mm-hmm. But they're taken out of their natural environment, and they're away from all of the stress of their daily life. They have a trainer working out with them 8 hours a day. They've got a chef cooking their meals for them. And 75% of those people that lose all of that weight, they end up rebounding and going back to their old habits once they're off the show. So it's not really based in reality because they're not learning the mental skills to deal with the ups and downs of their everyday life.
Got it.
So I think it's a disservice to people.
Sure.
To, you know.
Sure, and I could see that. I never looked at it that way because I don't really watch reality TV. Who has the time?
Yeah, neither do I. I really don't either.
But I hear a lot about it through other people, so I just had to, you know, ask you that question. Another question that seems to be very popular today is this buzzword on gluten-free diets. Could you very briefly address that?
Yeah, gluten is a protein found in wheat, and For about 1-3% of the population, it causes problems in the intestine. It's called celiac disease. But for a lot bigger portion of the population, it can also cause tummy problems, make you not feel so good. And it's found in just about everything. So gluten-free is the biggest craze right now, like fat-free was in the 80s and the 90s. I don't think it's as big of a deal as the industry is pushing, but if it makes your tummy feel bad, then gluten-free is an excellent way to go. So I'm not an advocate of gluten, but I also don't think that gluten is evil
mm-hmm.
and need to stay away from it at all costs, unless you're one of those people where it doesn't make you feel so good. But that's a small percentage of the population.
Wow. Okay. And our show is about to end in just a little bit. I would love for you to share the main thing you want our listeners to remember you by.
Well, my whole philosophy, it's based on two core principles. Number one, diets do not work. And number two, one size does not fit all. So instead of buying into the media and the marketing machine of the food and diet industry, it would be better to try and take a real-world, natural, slow, realistic approach with a coach or with a mentor who's there to hold your hand and give you the love and support that you need to get you through, and so that you never go back to dieting again and you change your relationship with food forever.
I love that. Thank you so much, Jack. It's been a real treat to have you on our show today.
You can reach
Jack Kanefec by calling him at 949-254-6566, or you can look him up on his website, www.balancedlifewellness.com. Please join us on the second and fourth Tuesday at 2 p.m. Pacific Time and 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, where you will continue to gain insights and inspiration from each of my guests. You are guaranteed to leave with two ways you can adjust your attitude. We look forward to our next show on Tuesday, March 25th, with Dr. Karen Rabin and Pat West, owner of Lawn Dance, discussing cognitive, social, and physical benefits of ballroom dancing. For further information, contact me, Dr. Iris Rosenfeld. My email is driris@driris.com, and my website is www.driris.com. And our thought for this week is from Pablo Picasso: the meaning of life is to find your gift. The purpose of life is to give it away. Have a healthful day, everybody.
It is gonna be great. With a click, with a shock, phone will jingle, door will knock. Open the latch. Something's coming, don't know when, but it's soon. Catch the moon, one-handed catch.